Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. It is feeling like a strange winter again. There is currently less than a foot of snow on the ground at the Wind Nature Center, but unlike the warm winter last year, where we weren't seeing much snow, we have had long periods of very cold weather, seeing lows in the negatives and single digits. So strange still, but in a different way. We still have a good amount of winter ahead of us, but what I have seen so far has really highlighted a few things. The first of these is that winter in Kachemak Bay is very susceptible to being weird. Homer is one of the most temperate towns in Alaska, meaning the difference between our summer and winter temperatures is not that large. Besides being fairly far south for Alaska, Homer is also surrounded by a lot of ocean. The relatively stable temperature of the ocean balances the climate, causing colder summers and warmer winters. With our typical winter temperatures being so close to snow or rain, it doesn't take much to push it over the edge one way or the other. One example that is easy to see is being down in town versus being up on the bluff. The roughly 1,300 feet of elevation that you gain heading up to the Wind Nature Center can regularly result in a temperature drop of 4 degrees or more due to altitude. Typically, this is a big difference maker for how much snow we have. Another difference maker that I have seen this winter is clouds. Long periods that we have gone through between snows have lined up quite well with the lowest temperatures we've seen, especially the nighttime lows. Clouds have the same general effect in all seasons, but in the summer, their impact is a bit more obvious. It's hot out, clouds roll in, and it cools down. These clouds get in the way of both light and heat from the sun reaching the ground, keeping the temperature down. Then at night, the tables turn. Now we aren't getting hit with the heat and light from the sun, the clouds come into play again, doing the same job as before, blocking some of that energy, but this time, trapping it to the earth like a blanket. The high-altitude wispy cirrus clouds are really known for this, since they largely let the higher energy radiation from the sun through, but trap the lower energy heat coming off the earth. Since it is winter, we are both spending more time out of the sun giving off energy than in the sun receiving it, and due to generally lower solar energy being received, the effect of the clouds at night is the dominant impact in the winter. This means that a clear night will be colder, with a larger temperature drop than a cloudy night. This explains why we may see such extreme nighttime lows in these sunny spells, even if the day warms up. Clouds and temperatures work both ways, though, especially when it comes to snow and rain. Colder air holds less moisture, so during a very cold stretch, we would expect there to be fewer clouds and for them to produce less snow. Then, when it warms up, humidity increases, we see more clouds, and we get more precipitation. If this warming spell leaves us below freezing, hooray, our snowpack grows. If it pushes us above freezing, especially if it rains, our snowpack drops as it turns to denser ice. Here in Homer, it really is a roll of the dice. So let's all hope for our precipitation and temperature to align and put a little snow on the ground to cover all the ice. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.